Connor popped him up again. Between first and home, on comes the first baseman, Baker, and puts that away. Damage control for Wood, a run across, three hits. The Sox leave a runner and a runner caught stealing. Three complete, 4-2 White Sox.
Afternoons from 1 to 6, listen to Boers and Bernstein for Chicago Sports Talk and more on 670 The Score.
CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in
Gottlieb Show
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the big league.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
Doug Gottlieb Show, Rosanna,
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the big league.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
The spring of Audi sales event has started at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. There's special financing, additional incentives, and Audi will make your first lease or finance payment on most 2015 Audi models. Visit Audi Hoffman Estates for details. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody.
Hanley here. Start your day with the number one sports talk radio show in Chicago. It's the Mully and Hanley Show, chemically engineered to satisfy Sox fans. Mornings 5 to 9 on 670 The Score.
In the background.
Who?
Dennis DeYoung.
Yes.
Yeah. Good-collar man.
We'll see Dennis early in the season, we hope.
I don't know if we'll see him outside that early in the season, but we'll see him. Yeah. Fourth inning, Junior Lake will lead it off for the Cubs. White Sox, 4 runs, 9 hits with an error. 2 runs, 2 hits for the Cubs, and no AC indeed comes out to work here in the fourth. Hector's first one a little low for ball one. We're underway here in the fourth. See Andy Bennett today?
Yes, yeah. As a matter of fact.
His dad went to Northwestern, you know that, right?
I do, actually.
The 1-0, that's a strike in the outside corner, one ball, one strike. One of my close friends, Dr. Bill Bennett. And his lovely wife, they make their home, Portland, Oregon. He went to South Shore High School, did Bill. Here's a swing and a miss, loaded up. Did Lake missed it? Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification on the score on the White Sox Radio Network.
Get your breaking White Sox news with us. Boers and Bernstein afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score.
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Ed Knight is our engineer here at Calback Ranch in Glendale alongside Darren Jackson and Farmer. Glad you're with us. Fourth inning, Cubs and Sox. White Sox scored 3 in the first. Cubs had a 2-run homer from Ross in the second. Sox added a run in the third. Here in the fourth, they lead 4-2. Working the board in the score studios, Rick Camp and Brent Lyon. We're glad to have you with us. Beautiful day here in the Valley of the Sun. That breaking ball misses away. Level count now of 2 balls, 2 strikes on left fielder Junior Lake.
Junior Lake, tremendous power when you watch him take batting practice. And he's got the swing to go with it. He'll strike out 110 strikeouts last year, 108 games, AAA.
The 2-2, swung and a miss, strike three. You know the number he's wearing, right?
Yeah, Sammy Sosa.
Yes, sir.
He struck out.
Lake, he did. Both sides of town. You know, Lake has been up twice, whiffed both times. Strikeout total for Noesa to go with a walk. He struck out 4 and a walk and a couple of runs on 2 hits.
Sammy Sosa, when he first got to the big leagues, he struck out an alarming rate. But then somehow he became a good hitter later. I don't know what happened, but he became a much, much better hitter. Didn't strike out as much. I saw that happen to a few guys during that era.
There's a swing and a foul back, strike one on Baxter, the first baseman. Hundred and 19 games last year, Triple A. 289 for the first baseman of the Cubs. Where's a shin guard on his right leg? No AC's 1-0-1 pitch. Foul back through the wickets of Flowers to the backstop. 0-2 now.
Yeah, Baxter spent most of his big league time with the New York Mets in 2013. Played in 74 games. Had 100-plus at-bats, but hit just 189. So a lot of off-the-bench pitch-hitting stuff.
That's not easy.
Oh, no, no.
No AC's 0-2. Down and away. There's that pitch you talked about. It looks like a slip pitch. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, it's got a lot of movement down and away from the left. As a matter of fact, left-handers last season struggled against no AC compared to righties because of a pitch like that. They hit just 244 against him.
Walks were a problem early, and then all of a sudden that switch came on, and he wasn't walking anyone. One ball, two strikes, one out, fourth inning, the 1-2. Inside corner, strike three. He gets Baxter on strikes, looking after he got Lake swinging. Five strikeouts now for Hector. Two down. For Almora, the center fielder.
So you throw that little diving down and away pitch off the outside corner of the lefty, and then you start a two-seamer at his hip, and it comes to the inside corner and just froze him.
You know, some guys can't pitch in. He's one guy that can pitch in with authority both sides of home plate.
Well, especially with the lefties, he's comfortable.
There's a swing and a line drive down the left field line, foul into the seats, first or second row for strike one. Almora got the Cubs on the board basically by extending the second inning with a two-out single to center. Then Ross, who's on deck, homered. Those are the Cubs' lone two hits. And they're the only runs also, as Ross went the opposite way into the White Sox bullpen and right. Ramirez is a step in left field. He's our shortstop, the 0-1 from Hector. Swinging a pop-up. Johnson, the second baseman, a step in the outfield. Puts that one away. A 3-up, 3-down inning for Noacy. He's retired the last four. To the bottom of the fourth here in Arizona. White Sox 4, Cubs 2.
Jason Goff here, ready to talk White Sox baseball with you on the Spiegel and Goff Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on the score.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street in Tinley Park and combine 0% APR financing and $500 bonus cash on 2015 Chevy Cruises and Malibus. Schedule a test drive and get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
The city is yours to navigate. Enjoy it luxuriously in a select edition certified pre-owned Land Rover from Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Serving Chicagoland for over 55 years, Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has outstanding pricing, financing, and lease offers, including 0.9 financing on select certified pre-owned Land Rover models. Right now, you can drive a 2013 Select Edition Certified Pre-Owned Land Rover LR4 at Howard Orloff for only $47,995 and get up to 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty coverage. And Howard Orloff has 35 other Select Editions certified pre-owned Land Rover models available for immediate delivery. For an outstanding selection of Land Rover models, shop Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or visit Orloff.com.
Stock number P127068, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale. See your local Land Rover dealer for details. Expires March 31st.
The offseason moves make this new White Sox team look pretty good on paper, which could mean one fun summer. Talk White Sox baseball with us on the Spiegel and Goff Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on the score.
White Sox come to bat here in the fourth inning. Four runs, nine hits for the White Sox with an error. Two runs on two hits for the Cubs. Those came with two outs. For the Cubs, a single by Almora, followed by a Ross home run of the bullpen and right, and that's their hits and their runs. They got within a run, and then the Sox added a run after a three-run first in the third. We'll see what the fourth brings as they lead 4-2. For the White Sox here in the fourth inning, it is Flowers, then the ninth spot with Micah Johnson on the top of the order with Adam Eaton. Woods first one. Nice strike. I'll say one thing. He keeps the ball down. He's tough.
Yeah, well, with all the movement and the pace of his pitches, he better keep the ball down.
The 0-1, a little high, one ball, one strike to Flowers. He went on a rampage. I'll say it was a rampage. for a while there in a week last summer, Darren, he had four or five home runs.
Right.
You know, or it seemed that way anyway.
But he wants to make a little more contact.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Flo is he
would be a priority, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And when he's making contact, good things happen. He's a streaky hitter, yes. But I think his focus should be drive the ball right back up the middle. He's strong enough to hit the ball over the center field fence, and he's going to have a higher average and a higher percentage of contact.
Here's Wood with a 2-1 to Flowers. The line drive out of play to the right. Two balls, two strikes. He is the everyday catcher, and he's got a cannon for a throwing arm.
Yes, he does. You know, he's a bigger guy, and normally the reputation for bigger, taller catchers, a little tougher to unfurl and get rid of the ball, but he does a nice job for being one of the bigger catchers in the league.
Next one to Flowers, outside, and the home plate umpire gave Wood like the sign for an inch. You missed it by an inch. 3-2 now on Flowers. Tyler today, 0-for-1 with a force play at second, a ground ball to the shortstop, Herrera. The payoff pitch from Wood to Flowers. Here it is on 3-2. Foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. He's out on strikes. He didn't get a fastball.
No, that almost looked like it was an in-between speed. Batting practice to where as a hitter, you've got the timing for the fastball. You can kind of recognize something a lot slower, but that in-between speed, it just gets by you.
That's the second strikeout from Wood and the first one since Adam Eaton led the game off. So one out. There's Micah Johnson last time up, an infield single. And then on the next pitch, it wasn't a pitch. It was a pickoff at first. That pitch, outside corner, strike one. That whole right side was gone. Does that bother you?
No, not on the first pitch of the at-bat.
This is lefty on lefty as Johnson waits for the lefty Woods 0-1. Close, one ball, one strike.
Kind of did it again there, too, which tells you he's looking for a pitch middle in, and he wants to catch up to it. So front side's flying open a little bit, but you don't want to sacrifice the outside corner.
One out, Sox lead 4-2, and they're strike two on the outside half. One ball, two strikes.
And he's letting him have the outside corner right now. Now, that could be that right now Micah is not seeing the ball out of his hand very well, doesn't feel comfortable, or he's just looking for something to turn on. But he better make an adjustment with two strikes.
One ball, two strikes, one out. Sox have 9 hits and 4 runs. Cubs have 2 on 2. I watched the Mariners play yesterday on television, and they brought in, I think it's pronounced Lutke, left-handed pitcher.
Right.
That one outside, close, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And I watched him on 2 comebackers. He's got a problem throwing the ball to first base.
He catches
it, and he runs like 5, and then he throws that grenade over there. Almost got the first baseman killed yesterday on one of them.
Bunt on him, huh?
The 2-2. A swing and a comebacker. Wood, self-defense, has it, throws to first. He didn't have a problem. 1-3 on the out with 2 down, top of the order, and Adam Eaton.
Yeah, it's by him. It's a base hit in center field, but for Micah Johnson, denied.
I don't know if you can bunt on him because sometimes when the pitcher has a long time to think about it, throws the ball away. When it's reaction only, they seem to make the play with no problem.
I'd bunt on him. I'd bunt on him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to test guys and find these things out.
You know, we hear so much about teams that have improved, and we think the White Sox have, as Eaton takes a strike. I mean, with the talent that's been brought in, comparatively speaking, to last year when the Sox won 73 and lost 89. But the Mariners have upped the number at their ballpark
also. Oh, absolutely.
There's a swing and a high fly ball left center field. Sprinting, Almora, the center fielder, on the run. He can run him down. Full speed on the warning track at 380, put it away. Oh, he took away extra bases. A 1-2-3 inning for Wood. 4 complete here in the desert. 4-2 White Sox.
Terry Boris here. Talk White Sox baseball with Dan Bernstein and me. Afternoons 1-6 on 670.
Children's Health is committed to making life better for the children of Texas and beyond. Across the country, thousands seek the award-winning care of the system's flagship hospital, Children's Medical Center Dallas. Children's Medical Center is nationally acclaimed as a U.S. News & World Report Best Children's Hospital through their prestigious rankings and multiple specialties, including neurology, cancer, and urology. Children's Medical Center Dallas receives several awards and honors annually, which they believe to be